and online at redkiteradio.com. This is Red Kite Radio.
From the Sky News Centre at 11. The US has temporarily halted sanctions on Russian oil to ease the fallout from the Iran conflict. The White House hopes the move will help bring down soaring global fuel prices, but Shadow Cabinet Minister Sir James Cleverly says it's the wrong decision.
None of us should be doing anything which helps Vladimir Putin fund his brutal war in Ukraine. That's been our consistent position. It's what the Prime Minister should be saying directly to President Trump.
The government says it has no plans to follow the US lead on Russian sanctions. Meanwhile, the Chancellor says she won't accept profiteering or exploitation of the Iran conflict as she prepares to meet energy bosses. Rachel Reeves has asked the competition watchdog to ensure customers aren't affected by undue hikes in fuel or heating oil. Britain's economy unexpectedly flatlined in January. Official figures show it didn't grow at all in that month and by just 0.2% in the quarter starting in November. Candles will be lit in Dunblane today to mark 30 years since the town was the scene of Britain's deadliest ever mass shooting. 16 primary school children and a teacher were killed there in 1996. The minister of Dunblane's cathedral is the Reverend Colin Renwick.
The people of Dunblane will never forget the children who were killed that day and their teacher. But in other ways, Dunblane has moved on. Many of the population didn't live in Dunblane 30 years ago, so haven't had the direct trauma that people recall.
Gold bars, a gold suitcase and even gold teeth are among items seized in a crackdown on county lines at drug gangs. Police say more than 2,000 people were arrested last week, nearly 10% of them children. And a Sleepy Morrissey's cancelled a show in Spain because a noisy festival kept him awake at night. The rock star's statement says he's in a catatonic state and claims it'll take him 1 year to recover. That's the latest. I'm Jenny Barsby.
News from our community. The Red Kite Radio Update.
The Eastern Street car park in High Wycombe will be closed and demolished on safety grounds. The building dates back to the 1960s and recent inspections identified structural defects and falling masonry. Buckinghamshire Council has agreed to fund the £1.75 million demolition works, which, it says, will open up significant regeneration opportunities. Demolition is expected to start in late spring or early summer. Tame Youth Projects are hosting a new Monday Maths Club in Tame Town Hall. The weekly sessions will take place in term time between 5.15 and 6.30pm and are aimed at years 7 to 11. Volunteers running the sessions are DBS checked and can help students work through problems they may be struggling with. The free sessions can be booked by emailing mathsclub@tameyouthprojects.org.uk. That's mathsclub@tameyouthprojects.org.uk.
Red Kite Radio Weather, sponsored by Ridgeway Interiors, the kitchen company that handles everything from design to installation and even the building work. Transform your home with peace of mind across Oxfordshire and Buckinghamshire.
This afternoon will be a mix of sunshine and blustery showers, although the last of these should rattle through by about tea time, giving us a dry but chilly night with a high of only 8 and a low of 2. I'm Catherine Jones, and for more local news, please click on News in the Media section of our website at redkiteradio.com.
107.2. It's the Mid-Morning Show with Howard Bond.
Red Kite Radio.